from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Siena Research Institute is reporting Governor Andrew Cuomo has a 51-43% favorability rating among registered voters, up from a negative favorability rating in November. Both houses of the legislature saw a surge in their favorability, starting the year with a stronger favorability rating than Cuomo, according to the new Siena poll of New York registered voters. At the same time, New Yorkers disapproved by a margin of 57-35% the recent decision by the Pay Raise Commission to increase the salary of legislators and restrict their outside income and limit stipends. And among those polled, 80% say the legislature should not approve the commission's recommendations. Infrastructure has taken the place of taxes as the top issue that voters want the governor to focus on this year, according to the poll, and both legislative leaders are largely unknown to more than two-thirds of the voters. Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg said, and I quote, Speaker Carl Hestie has a nearly break-even 14-15% favorability rating, while Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins has a 20-12% favorability rating, end quote. The survey of 805 registered New York voters was conducted over a four-day period beginning January 6. And you can read the full press release at siena.edu/SCRI. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Kingston resident and business owner Patrice Courtney Strong has declared her candidacy for Ulster County Executive. Strong is the latest Democrat and the first woman to aspire to the post, being vacated by Democrat Michael Hine. She is an environmental consultant and the owner of Courtney Strong Incorporated. In the early 1990s, she worked as a district coordinator for State Assembly member Kevin Cahill. Strong made the official announcement January 13 during an event at Atbar Gallery in Midtown Kingston. She intends to seek both the Democrat and the working family lines on the ballot in the upcoming special election. Strong, who lost her bid for the 43rd State Senate seat to Republican George Amador in November and fellow Democrat Pat Ryan of Gardiner, are currently the only declared candidates for county executive. Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach, also a Democrat, and former County Legislature Chairman Ken Runk, a Republican, have said they are considering a run. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble and Cahonkison resident Gareth Rhodes, both Democrats, considered getting into the race but since said they will not. Hine has been named by Governor Andrew Cuomo to be the next commissioner of the State Office of Temporary and Disability Services. His appointment could be confirmed as early as this week. Once Hine leaves this job as county executive, a special election to replace him must be held within 90 days. The job will once again be on the ballot in November because 2019 is a county executive election year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced January 14, Nassau County Democratic Committee Chair Jay Jacobs will replace incumbent state chair Brian Brown. Brown took over the role in 2016. Jacobs has run the Nassau Committee since 2001 and was previously appointed state chair in 2009 by then-Governor David Patterson. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, Jay Jacobs is an outstanding champion for Long Island with an unparalleled record of bringing Democrats together to win historic victories, and I'm excited to work with him to further strengthen our party and elect even more Democrats up and down the ballot, end quote. Jacobs also serves as the at-large member of the Democratic National Committee. Across the aisle, at least 11 county Republican chairs are urging their state leader, Ed Cox, to resign, arguing the party is in serious need of restructuring and revitalization. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the American Red Cross has issued an emergency call for platelet donors to prevent a blood shortage through the winter. Its list of upcoming blood drives includes one in Green Meadows in Catskill, January 22nd, at Hawthorne Valley School, January 28th, and the Chatham Firehouse, February 8th. Clifford Newmark, the senior vice president of Red Cross Biomedical Services, said, and I quote, "When donations decline, as they did around the holidays, and may further decline if severe weather and flu season picks up, life-saving medical treatments could be delayed," end quote. The only source of blood for patients in need is volunteer blood donors, Newmark said. In December, winter weather resulted in a severe decline in blood and platelet donations. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.